不应当要信守。
Then we should keep it.
那么你看这三个条例呢
？So the three rules.
无论破坏哪一个条例
，no matter which one you break it,
都会叫坛上的火熄灭的。
And the fire on the altar will be put out.
贪孙就是这一种人。
Samson is such a person.
当他勾结了一个女人叫大理拉。
When he gets together with the Delilah.
那个大理拉呢是非利士人的奸细。
Delilah is a spy from the Philistines.
这个非利士人买用这个大理拉。
And the Philistines bought her.
要去打探呢，他的能力到底从什么地方来
？Told her to find out where Samson got his power.
所以大理拉就问这个参孙。
So Delilah asked Samson.
他说：“为什么你有这个能力
？”How can you have this power？
他说：“如果有人用七条青的绳
，And he said, if somebody used seven fresh.”
来把我绑起来呢
to tie me,
我就跟平常的人一样了
then I would just like somebody else.
以后他们就用七条青的绳来绑他了
so they, tie him up with seven thorns.
到非利士人要抓他的时候参孙的能力还在身上
but he still had the power.
那么以后呢大理拉为什么你骗我
And then he asked Delilah, why you lie to me?
你对我并没有真心
And Delilah asked told him,
以后
you are not faithful to me.
参孙再告诉他了
Then Samson told her,
如果有人用七条没有用过的绳子
And he said, if somebody used some fresh thorns,
那把我绑起来呢
If he tied me up,
那么我就跟平常人一样了
Then I would like somebody else.
哎呦，大理拉就在绑他
So Delilah bind him up again.
但是能力还在参孙的身上
But he still had the power.
到最后大理拉在问他
Lastly, Delilah asked him again.
他说如果有人呢把我的头发呢把我的头发
yeah, if somebody would pull my hair,
用跟这个发鬼铜系在一起呢系在一起
if I put
绑在一起
together and tie it together,
那么我就跟平常的一样
then it would just like anybody else.
可是到了非利士人要抓他呢
but when the Philistines came,
他的能力还在他身上
he still had the power.
以后呢大理拉再问他
and, again, Delilah asked him,
他说如果你对我有实在的真心
if you really, love me,
你应该把你实在的光景告诉我
you should tell me the truth.
最后他告诉他了
and lastly, he told her,
他从来没有剃头发
he said, I never shave.
如果他剃头发呢
if somebody shaved me,
那他就跟平常的一样
then I'll be just like ordinary people.
又大理拉把他头发剃起来
so Delilah shaved him.
到了非利士人抓他呢
So when the Philistine came to arrest him,
他的能力已经不在他身上
and he lost his power,
因为他坛上的火已经熄灭
because the fire on his altar has been put out.
那么为什么会熄灭呢
Why was put out?
因为三个拿细耶的条例呢
because the three Nazarite rules,
只要干犯一条呢
you only break one,
这个坛上的火就熄灭
and the fire on the altar will be put out.
坛上的火如果熄灭
If the fire on the altar was put out,
圣殿就没有工作做了。
There's no work in the temple.
因为点灯是用坛上的火。
Because the you light the lamp with the fire.
烧香也是用坛上的火。
You burn incense also use the fire on the altar.
到坛上的火一熄了。
So when the fire on the altar is extinguished,
这个灯也不能点了。
You cannot light the lamp.
香也不能烧了。
You cannot burn the incense.
今天我们也一样。
Today we're the same.
我们在服侍主呢。
As we serve the Lord.
如果坛上的火熄灭
If our fire on the altar is extinguished,
我们就没有什么可做了
Then we have nothing we can do.
所以坛上的火不能熄灭
So the fire on the altar should not be extinguished.
所以弟兄姐妹
So the brothers and sisters.
罗马书第十二章
Romans chapter 12.
乃是告诉我们把自己献为活祭
Tell us to dedicate ourselves as living sacrifice.
因为要除掉我们这个自己
Because we have to remove ourselves.
这个能力从坛上的火来的
And the power from the altar has come from the altar.
我们能够忍受一切的痛苦。
We can endure all the suffering.
这个能力也从坛上的火来的。
The power would come from the fire on the altar.
我们要能够自己能够死得过去。
If we can die for the Lord.
这个能力也是从坛上的火来的。
This power also come from the fire on the altar.
所以坛上的火不能熄灭。
So the fire on the altar cannot be put out.
但是坛上什么时候有火呢
？But when the altar would have fire.
马拉基有一句话
Malachi has one word.
他说突然烧火
even though you burn it,
什么叫做突然烧火呢
What do you mean you just burn it?
因为坛上没有祭物
Because there's no offering there.
你烧火做什么呢
Why you burn it?
所以这个坛上要有祭物
So it should be offering on the altar.
天上的火才能够烧下来。
And the fire from heaven would come down.
今天也是一样。
Today is the same.
你把你自己当作祭物。
You use yourself as the sacrifice.
你摆上去以后呢？
You put on the altar.
神的火就会降下来。
Then God's fire would descend.
所以我们要得到神的火呢？
So if we want to have God's fire.
奉献这是一条不能变的路。
To dedicate yourself is something you cannot change.
所以坛上要有祭物。
So you should have the offering on the altar.
坛上才会有火的。
Then you would fire with the.
坛上没有祭物，坛上没有火的。
If no offering on the altar, there wouldn't be fire.
但是坛上的祭物在哪里呢？
But where is the offering on the altar?
就是等候我们把自己摆上。
And it's waiting for us to commit ourselves.
让坛上的火可以降下来。
So that the fire would come down on the altar.
所以今天我用着这个信息。
Can I use this message?
神要祭物。
God wants offering.
祭物在哪里呢？
Where's the offering?
低头祷告。
Let us pray.
当我们在主的跟前。
As we are before God.
我用着罗马书给大家分享。
When we share with you Romans chapter 12.
将身体献上。
We should dedicate our body.
当作活祭。
As a living sacrifice.
这是圣洁的。
This is holy.
这是神所喜悦的。
Can please God.
所以坛上需要有祭物。
So we need offering on the altar.
坛上才会有火。
Then the altar would have fire.
今天在我们中间。
Today in our midst.
你说主啊，我把我自己带来。
He said, God, I bring myself.
当作祭物摆在你的坛上。
As offering to put on the altar.
你今天晚上有这样的心思。
Anybody had this message tonight?
请你在你座位的地方。
Please show us.
请你站起来，我为你祷告。
Please stand up. We'll pray for you.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Thank God.
感谢主。
Thank God.
感谢主。感谢主。感谢主。感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。不会突然烧火的。
The fire will not burn in vain.
因为有祭物，火才会烧上去。
You have to have the offering before the fire would come.
还有哪一位？
Anybody else?
我把我自己带来。
I bring myself
摆在坛上
to put myself on the altar
求主收纳
pray God to accept it
感谢主
thank God
感谢主
thank the Lord
感谢主感谢主感谢主
thank the Lord
感谢主感谢主感谢主还有哪一位
anybody else
我请我现在改请黄牧师来带领祷告。
We ask Pastor Wong to pray for us.
就我们能够把自己身体献上是理所当然的。
Lord, we offer ourselves is reasonable things to do.
我们能够真正把自己摆在主你的手中也是最安全的。
We can commit ourselves completely in your hand is something secure.
求主你自己今天悦纳在站立这些弟兄姐妹们。
We pray you accept those who are standing today.
你鉴察他们的心思意念。
You examine their hearts.
你悦纳他们的奉献。
Accept their dedication.
你也真正的使用他们。
You use them.
让他们在一生当中真是被主你使用，成为很好的器皿。
So in all their life, they can use by you as good vessel.
我们就这样恭敬的祷告，感谢。
We pray earnestly.
奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
In Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.